like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late-night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
Well, y'all done came a long way. I think that y'all have a certain amount of respect for, you know, what everybody else does, and y'all are just the best at what y'all do.
This platform, the reach y'all have that you've earned, make space for somebody like me.
You guys have a direct line to the culture.
Oh my God, I'm on the radio with Angela, Charlamagne, and DJ Envy.
Damn. Yes, you are.
All I do is read about the Breakfast Club.
Really?
Every morning.
That's good.
You guys are trending. Every, you know, I drag my ass out of bed. I'm like, what happened on the Breakfast Club today?
Get your ass up.
Wake up, wake up.
Wake your ass up.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
All right, it's time for Get It Off Your Chest. And let me shout out to everybody out there that rocks with me and my wife, Gia. Now, you know, every year we do 12 days of Christmas. Every year we do 12 days of Christmas. And if you don't know 12 days of Christmas, I started this tradition early on where every day I would get my wife something for Christmas. It started with something small, whether a letter, a picture, something like, you know, something from the first restaurant that we ever went to, which was Tony Roma's or something like that. And then it became, when I started making more money, the gift started getting a little better. This year, we're not doing 12 days of Christmas. And the reason for it is it just doesn't feel right. With everything that's going on in the world, everything that's going on, it doesn't feel right to purchase my wife something every day for Christmas. It doesn't sit well with us. So what we're doing is we're actually giving back for 12 days of Christmas. So we're taking 12 families and, because people are struggling. They lost their jobs. They've been furloughed. You know, they're praying for, you know, that they can get their kids toys for Christmas, or they're praying that they can have food for Christmas, or they're praying that they can have clothes and help with a lot of other things. So instead of buying 12 days of Christmas and paying for 12 days of Christmas, what we're doing is doing 12 days of giving back, where we're going to take, you know, different families and help them out, you know? So if people, I know so many people are asking, when does it start? No, we're not doing it this year. I think this is better. It just feels better. You know, it just honestly does. So just hit Gia's DM and my DM, and you can hit our email if you listen to the podcast. And we just want to help families out. I mean, we've been blessed. We've been, it's been tough during the pandemic, but we're all right. We've been okay. So if we can help people, I think we prefer to help people and to do the 12 days of Christmas this year. All right.
Dope.
Now let's continue on. Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. This is Jay from Brooklyn.
Jay from Brooklyn. Get off your chest, what's happening, bro? King?
It was good. It was good. I want to say congratulations to you guys on 10 years strong up at the game here.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother.
One of my favorite moments was the Ray J call.
Classic. That was a classic call.
Yeah, before iHeartRadio, you had to get an app on iPhone just to be able to hear you guys.
You're a liar. You're a liar. You've always been a liar. You've always been iHeartRadio, sir.
I guess he means the app.
From day one, we had the iHeartRadio app. First day on the air. Yes. First day on the air, we had the iHeartRadio app.
Well, I guess you're a liar. You're a liar. You'll always be a liar.
Well, it wasn't free.
Yes, it was. It's always been free.
It's always been free now.
It's free now.
Telling you. It was an FM app on an iPhone.
Only a black person will tell you what's going on in your house. I'm telling you.
My goodness.
I know what goes on in your house. From day one, the iHeartRadio app has been free. From day one, when we started December 6, 2010, we had the iHeartRadio app.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Cassandra.
Hey, Cassandra. Why are you upset? What's the matter? Get it off your chest.
I have been working COVID since March. From March till July.
Damn. You've had COVID from March to July?
No, I'm a nurse. I work with COVID patients from March till July. For some reason, this time, I'm positive COVID.
Oh, you tested positive for COVID. I'm sorry to hear that.
I've always worn masks when I see my patients. I sanitize. I do everything right. I don't know how I ended up with COVID.
My goodness. How are you feeling?
I feel fine. I had a fever that I couldn't break, and I thought it was weird because I get sick. So I went and did a rapid test, and it came back positive.
Damn.
You got a lot of symptoms now?
No. All I have is a fever I cannot break. That's it. Nothing else.
Well, listen, I'm wishing you the best. I'm sending you some healing energy, you know? And like I said earlier, sometimes it's not about good or bad. It's just part of the process, you know? You did everything you were supposed to do not to get it, and you still got it. So it is what it is.
And then I got it. You're right.
Yep.
Well, I'm sorry, Mama. Yeah. Quarantine for the 10 to 14 days, and hopefully everything is okay. We'll pray for you, all right?
Thank you so much, my love.
You have a good one. Hello, who's this?
This is Reggie.
Reggie, what's up? Get it off your chest, bro.
Yeah, man, I just want to let you guys all know how blessed I am feeling today. A couple years ago, I was doing all wrong, everything wrong, nothing right.
Mm-hmm.
I asked the Lord to help me, and he took me out of it. He got me into truck driving. This is G-Reg, this is my horn.
There you go.
All right.
I just left Dodge City. I'm heading down to Georgia. I've seen places that I wouldn't have never thought I could go. You know, New York, Washington, Florida, California, all the states in between. If people don't think that God will help you, if you ask him, they need to come and ask me, because he got me out of it. And I'm feeling so blessed, and I feel so happy. I want to say hi to everybody down in Tucson, Arizona. And I also want to tell my mom, she would have been 73 years today. Happy birthday, Mama.
Damn. Congratulations, King.
Yeah, we heard you, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Keep your head up, my brother.
Absolutely, brother.
Sending you positive energy, love, and light today, my brother. Rest in peace to your mother.
Absolutely.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Calvin from Trenton, New Jersey. What's up, NV Charlemagne? This is Angela Lee. How y'all doing?
Good,
congratulations,
how are you?
Charlemagne.
Thank you, King.
Calvin, what's up? Get it off your chest, brother.
Yeah, real quick. First of all, let me give y'all all the props, man. Hands down, y'all doing y'all thing. I salute everything y'all doing. Keep up the good work, man. Keep it moving. Real quick, Envy. Me and my wife been looking for a house. Not trying to be ignorant, but we don't have much. We only have like $15,000 saved up right now. But I don't know the right channels, the right grants I can get, so I won't get railroad, or I won't get, for lack of a better word, bamboozled. So best thing I could have done since I've been listening was trying to get you to help me see what I can do to get this thing moving.
Have you found a property yet, and how's your credit?
My wife's credit is like high, like 770, 760. Mine is like only, my FICO score is 701, 706, and 698.
All right, I'm going to put you with my guy, Matt, because as long as your credit score is that high, you can get an FHA loan, which allows you to put between 3 and 3.5% down. So depending on the price of the house, for instance, if it's a $300,000 house, I don't know how much money you have. You might have to put $10,000 to $15,000, and there's a bunch of grants out there that'll help you out a lot of times and even help you with the closing costs. I don't know them personally.
We have $15,000, but I could come up with an additional $5,000 if I needed to.
Oh, okay. Well, you got enough. It just depends on what size and how much you want to spend on the property. So let's say in a property between $250,000 and $300,000, you're gonna be looking to put down about $15,000, maybe a little more.
Oh, we got that. Okay. We got that.
Well, now you just gotta find the property. You want to stay in Trenton? You want to move up here closer to the city?
We living in. I want a little bit in my area, Metro Mercer County area. I don't mind Lawrence Township, Princeton, Pemberton, stuff like that. I don't want to go too far up north because I drive trucks.
I got you.
And I want to make sure I'm close to, I don't want to do that regional work and not be a father to my children.
I got you. Well, hold on, stay on the line. I'll put you with my guy, Matt, and hopefully he can help you out. Matt has been, he's been doing a lot for a lot of people these last couple of weeks, so I don't know how, what his schedule looks like, but I'll see if I can get you in there, brother.
Good looking.
All right, hold on, okay?
Heard you.
Hello, who's this?
What's up, man? There's no name right here.
No name. Is that your way of saying you're anonymous?
Or you're a rapper?
Yeah, that's the name.
There's
yeah,
already a rapper named No Name. She's a young lady, too.
Okay. Oh, stop it.
That's the fact. That's a fact.
Ain't you a rapper?
Yeah, I hear you, man.
Spit, brother.
All right. What you mean, dog? You ain't never cooked Ross. What you mean, dog? You ain't never hit the block. What you mean, dog? You ain't never had a Glock. You ain't never seen a nigga get shot. What the f***, look?
That's not, that's not a bad hook.
For real, I used to look around school for
Stop lying. You're a liar. You're a liar. You've always been a liar. You've never shot a gun in your life. All right?
That's so much
cursing, never sold
though.
Any dope. Stop it.
You're...
Which is all good things, by the way.
You can tell a New Yorker
DJ
from
Envy, man. Yo, shout out to DJ Envy, man. Yo, DJ Envy actually played the song I requested yesterday, man. Yo,
what song was that?
Yo, thanks, Jeff, for that. What happened?
Oh, Jiggle What?
Yeah, Jiggle What, Jiggle Who, man. That was like the first joint at the top of the People's Choice list. I was like, oh, snap. I was like, mass surprise.
That's dope. I'm glad that he finally played a request for somebody after 10 years of doing something called the People's Choice Mix.
I played it for you now. You're still itching on me. I'm glad you... I played it for you, bro.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, man. I really want to tell you I really did appreciate that, man. And shout out to Angel E. I'm glad you're back in the studio because, you know, we tired of, like, you know, you going in and out or whatever. Come to work.
Well, get ready for no out.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways I imagine you haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Margaret Atwood, Questlove, Cate Blanchett, and Oscar Isaac. If that sounds like a varied group of people, it's because it is. I always wanted to make a show where one week we could sit with a politician like Beto O'Rourke, the next an author like Min Jin Lee, or TV titans like Bill Hader and Quinta Brunson. Basically, this is a podcast driven by curiosity and an abundance of research. Conversations where people actually start to sound like people. In recent weeks, I sat with Dan Levy, Ava DuVernay, Benny Safdie, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. I hope to see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest on the line. Friends in the room, D.L. Hughley. Welcome, sir.
Hey, man. I'm glad y'all still made it. I'm glad y'all all right.
We all right, right?
We haven't left the house. I don't know about you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, here's the thing. I go to work and I come back because we're doing the TV show and the radio show. So I'm the only dude I know that would build a set during the middle of a coronavirus. But, yeah, we go to work every day. Now, of course, even though I work with my daughter, I haven't hugged her in 3 weeks, 3 months. But, you know, other than
really?
Being normal. No.
What precautions do you take? You put a mask on?
Yeah. A mask, gloves, the whole thing. Except when I'm broadcasting, then I don't. But other than that, or when we're shooting, other than that, we just kind of... I think I'm really sad because even though you see the deaths going up, this drive to get, and I understand it because you ultimately your answer can't just be everybody stay home, mm-hmm. but it's just sad that the fact that it's the people who are dying that the American population are not uncomfortable with. Old people, black people,
and black people,
poor people. Yeah, they don't. I mean, you know what? The one thing we'll never run out of is poor black people or poor brown people. So I figure they figure we're expendable.
You know, it's crazy, Dale. We had the same thought because I said that I saw you post this on Instagram. And it literally, like, I might have posted it seconds after, but I said, you know, America's economy is an omelet. And poor people and black people and brown people are eggs. And they don't mind breaking a few eggs to make that goddamn omelet.
The one thing they'll never run out of is poor black and brown people. That's the one thing we have. And old people, like, if you look at who's coming down with diseases, primarily people in prison, people who work in meatpacking plants or in close proximity, old people. And black and brown people. And America's like, man, why should I not have a mall open? Because the undesirable, the people that we have to figure out where to warehouse are dying. And I think it's mm-hmm. it's really America's real life nature selection of the purge.
Mm. Yeah. Who do you trust and who do you listen to when it comes to what's going on during this pandemic? Because I was watching your show and I was watching you talk about Dr. Fauci and talk about Donald Trump. And basically, Dr. Fauci is a co-defendant, right, for Donald Trump because he's not stepping in.
Mm-hmm. He has to be. Ultimately, you know the kind of people who listen to that man. And he needs to be challenged directly. And I think when a man like that tells you that, well, first off, I didn't mind him saying, you know, them ingesting disinfectants because the Trump bleach is perfect for the Trump people, the Trump supporters, because it works great on whites and it's hell on colors. So it's a good idea. But when that man, he wasn't in there when he made that particular statement, but look at all the statements that took flight that he later on went on the other avenues and then tried to correct as opposed to doing it right there. The oath he took was not to an administration. The oath he took was to do no harm. And he does harm when he sits there and he lets those things happen. And what he wanted to avoid was him being silent, and he has been. And I think it's just cowardice. I think you're a doctor. Anytime somebody... What happened to the other disease that he touted? The other drug that he touted?
If people hydroxychloroquine or whatever that
hydroxychloroquine.
Mm-hmm. If you spend the last few weeks listening to the president, look how many people would be dead. Like literally, just listening to him. So you can't mm-hmm. be the greatest nation in the world when you can't listen to your leader when they go, no, right. Don't listen to him. And you sit there and say it, and you an accomplice, you just let it happen. It's insane to me, and I think that he has been able to manipulate, you know, senators and congressmen and now the medical establishment, and I think it's to America's detriment.
All right, we have more with D.L. Hughley. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Happy holidays. You're listening to the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with D.L. Hughley. Now, D.L., have you seen the Jordan documentary, Last Dance? And how do you think about the fact that he is around his team? And are you like that around your team?
I think that his single-mindedness was something that we all, I think that everybody embodies some of that. But what I think that Michael Jordan is Michael Jordan primarily because of his great work ethic. But I don't think he would have been beloved in the social media era. Like when we know everything about you, we know what you did, we know what you said. Part of any measure of greatness is what you're up against. And what he was up against was not the backdrop of social media. So I think what he did in terms of his single-mindedness, but I thought what he did to Scottie Pippen was bullshit. And if we didn't know... Like, if you do your teammate, your supposed ace like that, where you're not supportive of them, people would have a different estimation of that. They'd be like, hey nigga, you are, that's out of pocket. So I think he was a great athlete, and I think that you have to have, he was a great athlete, a less desirable human being to me. I thought he was a great guy. Like, I think that.
I didn't like how they was tiptoeing around race.
on the episode when they was talking about why they was attacking Michael Jordan. Like, y'all know good and well there wasn't came out no gambling. That was a powerful black man. That's what they do to you. They tear you down.
Right. But you can't expect people to involve that when that's never been your conversation, man. Like, he also wants the Republicans buy tennis. You have to, like, if you want somebody to get your back, you got to get there sometime, too. You got to have, you got to be involved in the struggles that matter to other people so they'll be involved in your struggles. You can't just, everything can't be about you. And I think that that's what's going on. But I tell you what, I've been watching spectacular documentaries. Like John Coltrane and Lee Morgan. It is some dope thing. And I watched Tiger King. Let me tell you something. When I learned from that, if you pet a tiger long enough, eventually you're going to want to f*** a dude. That's what I've learned.
What? I don't understand that.
That's all you got from that?
I threw out my Detroit Tigers hat. Are you f***ing what I say?
Oh man, DL, you are crazy, man. I was gonna say to you, DL, what are you gonna do without stand up for the next few months? How are you gonna stay sharp?
Well, you know, I get to do the radio every day, but this literally writes itself. Like I was watching Jerome Adams, who was another like that whole Surgeon General dude, because the one thing that I hate. It's every time something happens, even though the international pandemic raging, every time something happens to black people, it's always our fault. Like, it's our fault. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody else is dying, but you yourself.
Right.
When that dude said he started drinking, smoking, and alcohol, I'm like, well, you can't make me stay home and tell me I can't drink and smoke and do drugs. But it's been hard, too. But I'm learning. Look, I baked cookies last night.
You did?
Regular cookies or weed cookies?
I've been cooking for my old lady. Yeah, for sure.
So when is the last time you've been home for this long of a period of time, DL?
Never. I just tell her that last night. I'm like, I'm waking up with the same woman? What kind of thing is this? Who does
this? Stop it.
You better stop. You'll get your ass in trouble.
Answer the phone.
DL, cut it out. We don't do that. Black men don't cheat. Come on now. Stop now.
Now, when they open the world back up.
I know she's sick of you, DL.
Well, definitely thank you for checking in. We appreciate it. And if we learned one thing from you today, we learned get rid of all your Detroit Tiger gear and hats and everything. That's one thing.
Don't pet no goddamn tigers, bro.
Let me tell you something. It's a bumper sticker. Pet a tiger, dude. I'm telling you, it's the same thing.
I can't. You go too far.
He got a point, though. Because after Mike Tyson, remember when Mike Tyson had that white tiger? Shortly after that, he made that statement. He said, "I'll f*** you till you love me." He told us he said that to another man.
There you go. I think we should leave right there.
Yeah. Well, Mike Tyson, he said it.
That's a symbiotic relationship.
And Dio, make sure you give our love to Jasmine and shout out to your hairline, by the way. Your hairline is amazing.
Yeah, you see it.
Tell Charlamagne to take his hat off. Tell Charlamagne to take his hat off. I'll take mine off. Tell Charlamagne to take your hat off, bro. Take your hat off, Charlamagne.
Hey, I don't follow the crowd.
Neither does your hairline.
All right. It's the Breakfast Club.
Horrible motherfuckers. You're all except for you,
Eddie. It's DL Hughley. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Keep the Breakfast Club humbled with Slander the Breakfast Club.
Hate me if you want to, love me if you want, but just use your common sense.
Holla.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Slander The Breakfast Club. All right, this is where we open up the phone lines, 800-585-1051, and let you slander us. Slander me, slander Yee, slander Charlamagne. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Ruby,
who you want to slander this morning?
I kind of want to slander Charlamagne, but then again, I want to kind of holler at him.
I'm right here, boo. What you need? What you need?
You want to slander him? Which one?
You can do both, boo.
I want to slander him because he thinks he know everything. Like, give people a chance to talk when you know that you're right, just be right. It's kind of like knowing you're right and don't say nothing. But on the other flip side, you sexy as hell.
Two things can be true.
Nope.
It's only slander.
It's only slander, mama.
What you like about me, though? Hey.
Sound like she wants you to be her girlfriend, too.
Hey.
Goodbye.
Don't be hanging up on people when they telling me I'm sexy for real.
Hello.
Okay, for real.
Ruben.
Yo.
Who you want to slander, bro?
Your bald head behind.
Damn.
Which one? Charlamagne or Envy, sir?
Which one?
Charlamagne, not Envy.
Okay. Oh, how are you, sir? Good morning.
Yeah, what's going on? I'm talking about, slandering your punk behind because you talking about my daughter's a thot when you did that A Boogie interview when nobody really know the whole story and he already knew what it was. But you sat there and asked that
what
man
A Boogie interview?
Yeah, when he first started.
I first
had him up on the Breakfast Club.
Who's your daughter?
You only had A Boogie up here once, I think. What did he allegedly say about your daughter?
He called my daughter a thot.
Who is your daughter?
I don't know your daughter, sir.
His ex-girl, the one that he made his first album over that you asked him about.
Oh.
Did his music portray her as a thot?
No, it's your question that you portrayed her as a f***ing thot. Excuse my language. I'm sorry.
What was the exact question, sir?
You asked him, what was she, a thot or anything, and both of y'all just laughed about the situation like my daughter's some type of thot out there, and she's not.
Well, that's why you asked the question. The question is, was she a thot or somebody that you actually liked?
Actually, the boy is still in love with her, and the boy is still hitting her up, but you shouldn't be talking about nobody's daughter when they do. A lot of daughters out here got fathers.
Sir, I don't know what to tell you. I asked the question.
I know you don't, but don't worry about it. You be good.
You want to fight?
No comment.
Okay, all right.
He did say something that was true. What? Every daughter has a father out here.
Yeah, but if I'm asking a question, if I say to A Boogie, was that somebody you loved or was she a thot to you?
All right, let's go to one more.
You don't know how to answer that question?
I don't even remember the question.
Me neither.
So how do you know what you said?
I'm pretty sure that's what the question was, though.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what up?
Spectre, who you want to slander, man?
Yo, you, Envy. That's who I want to slander, man. You my man, 50 grand. You know what I'm saying? I remember you back in the day when you was on your start DJ, man. But damn, my dude, DJ B, I'm tired of hearing the same music all the damn time, man. You got Smith & Wesson out here with a new record that's fire, and I ain't hear nobody playing it.
What record you want to hear?
Let Go. I want to hear that Smith & Wesson Let It Go. Let's go, man.
Smith & Wesson? Salute to Smith & Wesson, man. Boot Camp Click, you know what I'm saying?
We're
going to do it for all the guys that wear denim jeans shorts with Timberlands in the summer here in New York. You feel me?
You already know.
Yeah, yo. The ones that still walk around with the razor blades under their tongue.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, man. All right. Come on, B.
I got you.
DJB, that's what I need, son.
We got you, son. Don't even worry about it. You know what I'm saying? I call my brother's son because he shine like one.
Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Karen? Who you want to slander?
I want to slander both you and Charlamagne. Charlamagne, you're bleaching more than Michael Jackson ever friggin' did. I don't want to hear it. You were black spasm cannonball.
My goodness.
You're like pecan diarrhea brown. I don't get that.
Hold on, I will take that pecan diarrhea brown compliment, goddamn.
I like this. Go ahead.
Now, you know what? And you, DJ Evan, you always talking about friggin' hip-hop. You know what? Okay, every time I play something, when I come in, I play something for you, and you say, do hip-hop. Here's some friggin' hip-hop for your ass. Is that enough
hip-hop
for you this morning?
Wasn't enough hip-hop. You should have
beatboxed with
it. That was talented. I can do a bunch more, but you don't deserve it.
Ooh.
Wow. Okay.
You gotta lay off.
You're perfect.
Well, thank you.
There's nothing wrong with you. You know what? You're the panther tamer of that circus.
We a circus? Now we a bunch of
shit. Yeah. Did she call you a panther?
Actually, you give me a lot of joy, but I just like slamming you.
All right.
Thank you, baby.
We give her a lot of joy. That's good.
I appreciate me and my pecan diarrhea browns can't appreciate
pecan
you.
Pecan diarrhea.
May, April. May, May?
May, May. That's my name. May, April. That's an insult. Dang.
My name is May, May?
My name is Munt. It's M-A-I-N-M-A-I-N.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, Main, Main.
Main, Main.
Charlamagne, what's with this eyeliner every morning, man?
I don't wear no eyeliner.
You wear eyeliner?
He's got permanent eyeliner.
I see it, bro, with some shiny lip gloss and some eyeliner, and you got your eyebrows even puffed.
Man, y'all be bigging up God's work so beautifully, man.
I see it every morning, bro. Listen, my mama just gave me a 60-something inch flat screen HD TV, and then popped it all out your face.
Hey.
Popped it all out your face.
How old are you, brother?
Guess how many inches I can give you.
Hey,
I'm What you giggling for?
He didn't decline.
Why'd that turn you on?
He didn't decline.
Why you start giggling?
Bro, because y'all stupid. I wasn't expecting that. I was not expecting
That's
that.
That's how it starts.
Crazy, bro.
Hey, no, I ain't nothing. God bless you. I love y'all, man. I love my family. Y'all stay good. That was it.
He just threw him off. He's like, God bless you. I love my
flustered.
Family.
He started blushing. He started blushing and got blushed. All you got to do is give the black man some love. That's all.
My goodness.
I love y'all. I value y'all. I appreciate y'all. Thank you for noticing my pecan diarrhea, brown skin, my eyeliner. And I love the fact that they keep saying my lips look very oily.
Why is that?
Because that lets me know the ancestors have their hands on me. You know what I'm saying? When you see a black person with dull skin, you know, fried hair and dry lips.
No eyeliner.
The ancestors don't pay them no attention no more. Right. Ancestors are giving up on them.
So your lips are popping because you wear lip gloss?
My lips are popping because I'm a black man.
Okay.
It's natural moisture, baby.
All right,
we got Maxwell on the line. Maxwell, who do you want to slander?
He kinky in the deep.
I want to slander the homie Charlemagne the God.
I'm here for you, sir.
Come on, man. See, that's one of the reasons why I want to slander you, bro.
He just said he's here for you.
And it's ridiculous, man. You're talking about the size of this man. Come on, bro.
It is ridiculous.
I can't take it. I can't take it, fam.
All I said was Rich Dollars need to act his age and not Safari's penis size.
Look, he just said he can't take it.
Why are you talking about this man swank? Out of all this in the English dictionary that we just talked about, you talking about this man's
spider?
Come on, man.
Yeah, why? We're not sure what Safari's shoe size is, but we've seen his penis, right?
We have.
You.
Don't bring me into your
Hold on, you ain't seen Safari's nudes.
Come on, man.
Come on, just be honest. Be honest with me. Between us.
About 6'9", I have been so disappointed in you.
All right, thank you, Maxwell.
I'm sorry, my brother. I'm going to try to do better.
All right, we got more coming up next with The Breakfast Club.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways I imagine you haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Margaret Atwood, Questlove, Cate Blanchett, and Oscar Isaac. If that sounds like a varied group of people, it's because it is. I always wanted to make a show where one week we could sit with a politician like Beto O'Rourke, the next an author like Min Jin Lee, or TV titans like Bill Hader and Quinta Brunson. Basically, this is a podcast driven by curiosity and an abundance of research. Conversations where people actually start to sound like people. In recent weeks, I sat with Dan Levy, Ava DuVernay, Benny Safdie, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. I hope to see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
The Breakfast Club is back.
Back.
With our best of interviews.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest or some special guests on the line.
Hey.
We got the City Girls.
What's up?
Good morning, JT and Young Miami. What's happening?
Good morning, Charlamagne.
Hey, let me tell y'all something. Coronavirus f***ed up a lot of summers, but I promise it really f***ed up City Girls summer because that City on Lock album is hard.
Yes, thank you. It did.
Are y'all disappointed about how the album came out?
Hell yeah. Of course. Mm-hmm. It's like, we was waiting on this moment for so long.
And when it got leaked and when it came out like that, and we Ben was trying to put it out, but everything, every time we would try to think that we got a date for it, the label and everything would be like, it's not the right time because we had got hit with COVID. We never was able to perform and build a momentum, you know, like back how it needed to be, because everything ended up getting canceled. So we tried to find a proper rollout for it. And then once we got to the point of thinking that we had a proper rollout, you know, all the Black Lives Matter movement came out. So we couldn't even start the rollout then. And then when we finally thought that we was going to find another date, we woke up one day and I just heard like a snippet of pussy talk. And I'm like, did somebody, you know, like just put it out there for promo? And then the next thing you know, I just seen a Dropbox. And I'm Twitter active. So that's how I seen it. Nobody else didn't see it. And I was going crazy. So they had to, we found out like 11 o'clock that morning. We had to put Jobs out the video by 9 o'clock and put out the album by Saturday morning, which was Friday night at noon.
And y'all didn't even get a full week of sales. It was only like 3-4 days because y'all had to put the album out so fast, right?
Yeah, we didn't get a full week of sales. We didn't get a rollout. We couldn't sell like no bundles, no merch. We just had to sell pure sales. Like that was it. So it was just like a f***ed up situation. And you know how the internet is. So it made it look crazy.
How do albums get leaked in 2020?
I don't know.
Questions we need answers to.
Damn.
Regardless of how everything happened, congratulations on a fun-ass, dope-ass album, you know, regardless. I mean, I get it that, you know, sometimes life don't happen the way we want it to, but, you know, I was looking at, for both of you, you guys have both been through a lot in these past couple of years. So just to see the success that y'all have had, I think that's amazing, and I think the album is dope. So, you know, I think also while we home during coronavirus, it's a good time to have some fun music to listen to, because sometimes things are so heavy that you, like, I just want to turn up a little bit.
It also is a bad thing because, you know, our music is kind of like for the clubs. Our
music is for the clubs. Yeah, absolutely.
Our music is for the clubs. Like our music is not really for the living room. It's not. It's when I'm feeling myself, I get inside my car and I turn on talk after I get my makeup done, and it's just that, and I'm on my way because I live, I don't live in Miami no more. So where I live is open. So when I do go my little places and all, and I hear a song, it go up. Like, it's just, like, good in the club. But we don't make music for the living room. We don't
I see
make
y'all music. Moving around in Atlanta a little bit. So I see y'all moving around in Atlanta or something. So y'all get a little taste of what could possibly be happening a little bit.
A little taste. But if the world was open, it would be, like, dominated. Because it would be, like, we got that. And we would have been able to push it the proper way. It's hard for us to push our music with no content. You know what I'm saying? Like, no proper buildup. It was just, like, just us. Social media posted pictures, which nowadays is a gift and a curse.
Now you keep talking about the pussy talk record. I want to ask you about something in that record. You say, don't nothing but this cash make this pussy talk. Don't nothing but a bag make this pussy talk. With that said, did your pussy ever just have casual conversation?
Charlamagne, you are so funny. You know that?
I'm asking a serious question.
You is so funny. You is so funny, love. Like, my talk money. Like, I want to talk money. Like, I don't want to talk about nothing else. It's like, we need to get straight to the point. What's up? I told you this when I came at the first time. I was like, you come out with this Chanel bag. Like, I didn't want to just talk money. Like, I don't be having time for everything else. Like, if we go each other, that's going to come. But I just want to know, is you going to spend money on me first? First and foremost.
So y'all ain't never f- with a broke JT, I think it was JT said, if you go broke, this pussy gonna be single. You never dated a broke man ever?
I'm young, so y'all done dated some young boys before. They had to wait on their mama to get off work and stuff. Like, you know?
Charlotte made it so hurt because he was broke for so long, so it really bothers him. Really.
You know what? I done dealt with some broke and them niggas act rich. So it just be like, since you want to act so rich, you can stay your broke ass over there, because them the ones with the worst attitudes. Them who ain't got no money.
They be confident.
They be so confident. Yeah. They be fresh. It's like, oh my God. Like, younger days, dealing with them broke boys who probably just on their way to the money.
But bro boys be the ones that dog you most though.
You know Charlamagne used to have sex for Twinkies and fried chicken? Ask him.
Fried chicken.
First of all, he not telling the whole story. I was dating a woman at the time. She was in her 40s and I was in my late 20s. She used to give me Twinkies, fried chicken, and $2,000 to $3,000 every
time. Thank you, no money. With her.
$2,000 to $3,000.
So you had a sugar mama.
Yes, I did.
City girl. People like you gotta watch out for.
Why?
Cause y'all be looking for the sugar mamas too. Y'all be trying to talk about the girls. These we looking for help too.
What's wrong with that? Y'all got it.
Exactly. So what's wrong with us? It's nothing wrong with us.
I don't think nothing wrong with it. I just want to know if you know you can have a casual conversation with your every now and then. You know, that's all.
Do you find that on social media, the people that be mad are the broke guys, really? Like, that don't like the lyrics? They might be the ones that really have a problem?
Niggas just got problems, period. If they broke, they rich. It's just an era where just got problems. They need to dig deep in themselves and figure out what the problem with them, because it ain't us, it's them.
That is very true.
They just all got problems. I know some rich with problems. Everybody got problems, and they need to dig in themselves. And when they figure out what's their problem, everything else will run smoothly. Like, it ain't us.
Does it bother you a lot when people break down your lyrics? Like, I see it with, you know, with Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion now. I've seen it with you guys before when they break down your lyrics and talk about what you say. And then we talk about it. If you listen to the last two decades of music, everybody talks about whether it's guns, it's drugs, it's sex. But it seems like they break down women's versus more. How do y'all feel about that?
I feel like men is just threatened about the women kind of dominating right now, because they so used to being in control of putting the women on records, and now women are starting to team up and do it without them. So it's like now they got so much to say, because back then you got to get on a hot song with a man to, you know, go number one or even chart. But now women just doing it themselves, so they gonna always have something to say. Because I seen somebody say, like, the women dominating now, and now it's about to be video dancers. Like, it's gonna be a whole different era. So it's just like, I think it's just like a threat. They want to say it's trash, it's not good, it's about sex. But just like, I can't mainly say I'm gonna go around and shoot up nobody block, because I'm not gonna go shoot up nobody block. I'm gonna just talk about how good my is or how I feel about myself.
Mm-hmm. How do you respond to people who criticize female rappers who talk about sex and taking advantage of men in that way?
I say shut the up, period. Like, just shut up. Like, I just be feeling like they want attention. It's like, shut up. Like, Indy just said, they've been talking about this for years, for decades. So, like, why is the problem there?
Yeah, I think they're not used to the female screech side of things. Because like JT just said, it ain't like y'all shooting up blocks and stuff, but y'all got different hustles.
Yeah. It's like the streets for us, like the finessing and the scamming and the stripping and the all of that. That's women's stuff. So it's a man probably don't understand it. Mm-hmm. But they the target, so they got to get used to it. Like...
All right, we got more with the City Girls when we come back. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with the City Girls. Yee.
Young Miami, how is it for you watching the documentary and seeing all those amazing moments that you had, you know, just with everything happening? And obviously, you held it down for your bestie while she was locked up. So how is it for you watching that documentary?
It's bittersweet. You know, I'd be like, dang, she was here, like, through everything. And then she'd be like, dang, like, you know, I was really doing all this by myself, because I thought that I couldn't do it. People thought that I couldn't do it, and I did it. So she'd be like, dang, you know, like, I really did what I had to do.
Sometimes like, people don't realize how much pressure that is until you watch that, because that was a lot. Like, to have to hold it down and really do a great job so that JT could come home to the bag and y'all could continue with what you had. People didn't realize how much pressure that was.
Rehearsals, traveling, wardrobe. That's a lot.
I know, and I was, like, emotional. I used to have my mood swings. I used to be crying. Like, I went through a lot. Like, I remember when I found out that I had to go back on tour, baby, I cried because nobody knew I was pregnant. And I was like, I don't feel like doing this shit. I don't feel like sleeping on my bus. Like, I had morning sickness. And it was like, what's wrong with you? Because I was backstage. I was up next. I just bust out crying. It was like, what the fuck wrong with you? And I'm just like, I ain't in the mood. I don't feel like talking to anybody. Like, I don't want to do this shit. It's like, why would it happen? Everybody was trying to figure out what was wrong with me. And I'm just like, it was just a lot. It was just like being sick, you know, like not trying to tell nobody I'm pregnant, but still got to do what I got to do. It was just a lot.
Congratulations on motherhood, though. How has it changed you?
I feel like it made me strong. Like, it built me up for everything that I'm going through now. Like, I feel like it make you strong. Like, it make you a strong individual. Like, mothers is so strong. They have to go through a lot. So it's just like, it just made me a woman. Like, I let nothing get to me. I feel like I'm just so strong. Like, it just built me up into a woman. Like, I be like, I see why my mom and them, if people go through stuff and they get over it, because you got kids. Like, you got something to live for. Like, I got my kids. I ain't got time for that bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, that's my mentality. Like, I got kids. I'm trying to feed my kids. Everything is for my kids. So I'm not really focused on nothing negative. Like, I got kids to feed. This my job.
Like, yeah, man, you said something in the doc that was dope when you were talking about, you know, when I get to a certain age, I'm not even making this money for me no more. I'm making this money for them to be good. And I love that because, you know, that's what we need to do as a community to make sure we have generational wealth, that our kids are always good, that we don't necessarily have. So I like to hear that talk, that conversation.
Yeah, because it was like, you know, before I started rapping, I used to be like stealing this stuff. And that's what my mama used to do. And I felt like I was going down a path like my mama. If I would never started rapping, I would have been like my mama, which is, you know, like, that's what she had to do to feed us. And it's like, I don't want that for my kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mama gave us the best life, but she always had to be in and out of prison. Like, I don't want that for my kids. And if I'm going to work, I'd rather give my money for my kids. I don't want, like, not saying that I don't want my kids to work, but I want, you know, to, like, grow up with money. I want them to grow up, like, okay, here, you can start your business and all that. I don't want to see my kids struggle. Like, I don't, because I know how I feel. Even though I had everything, but I don't want to, like, I want my kids to grow up with money.
How old is the baby? Is the baby a year yet?
No, she 9 months. She'll be 10 months on the 12th.
So you still breastfeeding?
I ain't breastfeed. It hurt.
That's how you save money.
I can't do it. I ain't really have no milk like that, and it's a process.
JT, when you join in the mommy gang?
Never.
Don't speak that over your wound.
Summer, Jai, Mimi, Janila, I'm good. I'm straight.
Chill, I have a baby one day. Ain't like your own kids. I used to say the same thing. I'm never having no kids. Da, da, da.
Girl,
when she get pregnant and start putting them kids. She
Now, Jason, what kind of, I know a lot of guys been trying to holler at you since you came home. What kind of man are you looking for? I know your DMs are lit.
I ain't gonna lie, my DMs be crazy. Sometimes somebody will DM me, I'm like, what the f***? And then I ignore it, and then I go, look, it's not there no more. Because
they think you're going to screenshot it or embarrass them or something?
No, you know, you can send DMs on it, and if you're a celebrity, you got a blue check. You know for a fact they see what you wrote because it go, like, that'd be, like, the priority. I think it's, like, primary. It's top request, and it's, like, the all requests.
From general, so, yeah.
It's the general. So if you got a blue check, you going straight to the top request. So they know a bitch done saw their DM. And it's like, okay, I'm going to give you a day. And if the next day you don't reply, it's just like, I'm going to unsend it because now they feel rejected. And they don't,
it's like, between me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, it'd be like that. But
anybody good?
She be fishing.
Oh, yeah. No, anybody good? I already pulled out my DMs, so I'm done.
You say you already pulled out your DMs?
Like, I'm just done with my DMs. Like, I'm really done with my DMs. Like,
oh, that's the lie you tell the guys, so when you don't reply, their feelings don't get hurt?
Yeah, like, just meet me. Like, I don't want to get no DMs no more. Just meet me.
But you said it's a pandemic. How people supposed to kick it and holler?
They can't. That's the point.
What is your ideal guy? Besides, you know, a guy with money. What kind of guy are you looking for personality wise? So people who are listening could hear this.
Okay, I like a funny guy. I like you to be in charge. I do not like the person who's not in charge. I love the guy that's in charge. Funny, just like can handle me, because I ain't gonna lie, I'm a lot. So you gotta be able to like handle me. If you can't handle me, it won't work. And that's why I usually stick to my person. When I get a person, I always stick with them, because the next person will be like, Like, I'm not from Beverly Hills, like, for real, for real. Like, I'm really from the hood. So it's just like, a lot of stuff is like, I ain't gonna tolerate it. I'm gonna always, I'm a peanut and I'm a sage. So I'm real demanding the control. And so if you can't handle that, then we ain't gonna work.
Is that why is that why you broke up with Lil Uzi, JT?
I did not
break up
him. We never went. What the
f***
is wrong?
Why
are
you blushing?
Why
are
you laughing like that?
Why
are
you blushing, JT?
Miami with a straight face. I like it.
Miami hasn't moved. Miami ain't moved.
Thought y'all computer froze the way young Miami.
Miami didn't move. Look like a cutout. She didn't, her face looked like, oh.
I'm supposed to be you.
It's true.
No, I didn't break up with nobody. No, that's the whole thing. I didn't break up with nobody.
y'all was never together. He just liked you.
Stop playing with him. No, it's not like that. It's like the internet blow up everything. It's the internet blows up everything. We good. Like we good. I ain't gonna lie. Like we good. We cool. Okay. I mean, him and cool. Ain't no beef.
All right, now let's get into a City Girls mini mix. A couple of their joints is the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with the City Girls. That was a mini mix. Now, Charlamagne.
Now, Miami, you say you got to spend $100 if you really want it flued out. That's what you said on the song Flued Out. Dope record with Lil Baby, by the way. Is that $100 or $100,000?
You know it ain't no damn $100, man.
Every time Southside fly me out for my birthday, it'd be 100K. God damn. My house got to be crazy. I want to be on the beach, on the water. You got to bring all my friends when I get down on the yacht. Then my outfits, I want turkey bags. I want all type of stuff. So it's like, yeah.
Oh, so you're talking about, okay, so the whole vacay.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that. I thought it was just on the plane. I was like, damn, can I put you on a commercial flight?
No. Not for her birthday. I'm just saying, period.
What do you say? What do you do for his birthday, Young Miami?
I mean, his birthday is second, mine's the 11th, so we always celebrate our birthday together.
Okay. So what did you get for him?
What I got him for his birthday? Some shit.
Was he happy or did he want to return that gift?
He love it, but I had gave him some money though. I gave him $50,000.
Okay, that's beautiful. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, you got half that.
So why is it okay to give him money but not other brothers?
Because we both got money and it's like he take good care of me. So you know, sometimes I gotta return the favor. Like I can't just let him do everything for me and not make him feel appreciated because he do like a good job with me. And my kids, so it's like I gotta, you know, make sure he's straight too. I can't just like spend your money on me and you. Like, no.
When you were stressed out, I seen he was very supportive, always by your side. He had your back. He made sure you was good. He did what he was supposed to do.
Yeah, you're a good man for most part.
I'm not. I'm talking strictly to JT. JT, you know how you gonna get your blessing if you give a broke $50,000. You find you a broke man that treats you right. Well, help that man come up. Southside already got it.
Oh, you feel like I need to be the one in the group to go get the broke man and go help him out. See, she already got her person, so it's like, JT, all right.
JT, you might kiss that frog and turn him to a prince.
Or you might get warts, so you better be careful either way.
Exactly. I'm not trying to say nobody. Like, I'm good.
Now, let me ask you guys this. Since y'all are best friends since you were young, have you ever not liked somebody the other person dated?
Everybody.
She hate
everybody.
Anybody who look at me,
I hate them.
She hates them. It's like she don't even give them a fair chance. She'd be like,
It's just be like, girl, I just don't know what to say at this point because she don't. It's her. She don't give nobody a fair chance.
Cause once you tell me something, I don't like them. So don't tell me. Don't tell me because I get mad. Like I take it personal. Like bitch, don't play with her. But.
Why don't you hook her up with somebody? I'm sure Southside got some friends.
She crazy. That girl crazy. Yeah, nah.
She knows she can't. She can't. Me and her, like, she need a date over there, and I need a date over here, and we just gonna keep it like that because Carisha gonna fight the person who I talk to and just be.
Okay. Carisha, how could you ever want to fight Little Uzi? He's such a nice guy.
What are you talking about?
What the f- is wrong with Charlamagne?
When does he want to fight Lil Uzi? What's this? What am I missing?
I ain't never say nothing about him. You ain't never seen me say nothing. I don't even get in their mess. I don't even say nothing. I don't even. I'm legally blind. I don't see.
Listen, do y'all think people misjudge y'all as women because of the content of your music?
Of course, everybody, every entertainer get misjudged. You a meet an entertainer, and you be like, oh, that person is really cool, or you a think because somebody talk about this and that and you will meet them reading a Bible. Like, it's just like entertainment and real life is two separate things. Like, it's so separate to the point that it's somewhat crazy because a person to think like, oh, she a city girl. She, I'm going to give her money right here. She going to put out her f***ing light and it's not like that. Mm-hmm. Or you will see a n***a talk all that gangsta. You see them in real life, they ain't on it. Like, it's just entertainment. Like, somewhat I live my rap. Somewhat she live her raps all the way through. Somewhat I live my raps. So it's just like, I don't know. It's just like entertainment, real life, real personality, real people.
Yeah, because Southside had just told me the other day, he was like, man, I ain't never knew you and JT. I think that y'all just like city girls, like the way y'all be dancing, how y'all talk y'all shit. He was like, but I don't even play that, period. Like, just don't even approach me like that. I would go crazy on you.
So how do y'all separate the two? Because the older y'all get, the more money y'all make, the more successful you are. You're going to move away from that street lifestyle. So you might not even be on the shit you on now in the future.
It's hard for me because, like, I didn't really get the taste of nothing yet. So I'm still, you'll see me, a person will see me somewhere and they'll look again. They'll be like, that's JT. And I'm like, hey, like, normal. And then I'll be like, damn, I got to stop doing that. Because I'll go somewhere and I'll be just chilling, like, on some regular stuff. Like, I'll go to Home Depot. I'll go places. And then when a person approach me, I'll be kind of shook and shocked. Like, what the you walking up to me for? And it'll be a grown man. Like, one time I was at the gas station, a grown man, like, walked past. He's like, oh, I'm a big fan of yours and all. And I'm like, you a grown-ass man. Like, what the f*** is you, like, what you got going on? But people really do be fans. Like, men really be fans. Like, I'll be somewhere and somebody will be like, I'm a fan. And I'll be like, I got to move, like, an artist now. And it's, like, kind of hard because when I got out, the pandemic came. Like, I didn't get the celebrity side of it yet, so I'm still in that mode from 2018 when I went to prison and we was just here. Like, I see nothing, so I just gotta move better and understand the game, you know?
I think dudes with y'all music, I can at least speak for me, because like my wife works out to it and all my homegirls listen to it, and I see how it makes them feel, and plus the shit just be funny. I like
listening
to
Bob. She's a
Bob.
Like,
that's it.
Man, you been a city boy. Like, you been rocking with the city girls. And when I used to be in prison, I used to be laughing so much. Because one time, you used to be talking about me so bad, about people from Florida, and but they so dumb, they always tell me. I was laughing so hard one morning, you laid me out so bad.
Me?
Yeah, you was like, I'm the only successful scammer out of Florida.
Oh.
You was like, everybody in Florida, all they do is scam and go to jail. You was like, it's only one person that you can't successful. And it's a scammer. Like, you always laying Florida out. You say Florida is just like...
It's crazy. Am I lying? Now, you can't tell me Florida not the craziest place in America.
I'm going to address you, but what's your issue with Florida? Like,
no, I love Florida, but we have to acknowledge that the craziest people in America come from the Bronx.
He always said that.
That's a fact. Florida do shit different. I do got one more question for y'all. One last question. When it's that time of the month for either one of y'all, do y'all yell, period?
No.
Yo, shut up, man. Ladies, we thank y'all for joining us. The City Girls, make sure you check out their new album. Also, the documentaries on YouTube right now. And thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you, JT. Thank you, Miami.
All right. City Girls, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang, donkey of the day.
Charlamagne. You are a donkey. It's time for donkey of the day.
Donkey of the day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit it with the heel.
Yeah, it's the Breakfast Club, bitch.
Who's donkey of the day today? Yes. Donkey of the day
goes to Mr. Terry Crews. Terry, whatever you doing, King, it's simply not it. Now, this all started after Terry Crews was on an interview with Third Hour of Today, and he was asked about Gabrielle Union's reported allegations of racial insensitivity and a toxic culture at the show America's Got Talent. Now, keep in mind, before I play you what he said, when Terry Crews was out here alleging that he got fondled by an agent in Hollywood, Gabrielle Union actually had his back. In fact, her statement back in 2017 via tweet was, Terry Crews is a stand-up guy, literally one of the nicest people in our industry. He is honest, kind, and a true professional. I believe him and stand by him. Hashtag me too. Now, I am not the kind of person that expects me from other people. So if I was Gabrielle and I said that about Terry, I wouldn't expect him to have my back if I was in that situation. It would be nice, but not expected, simply because I don't do and say things because I want people to do the same for me, okay? That way you won't be disappointed when people like Terry Crews don't return the favor, because that's exactly what happened when Terry Crews was on Third Hour Today. This was his response when asked about Gabrielle's allegations of racial insensitivity and a toxic culture at the show.
First of all, I can't speak for sexism because I'm not a woman, but I can't speak on behalf of any racism comments. That was never my experience on America's Got Talent. In fact, it was the most diverse place I have ever been in my 20 years of entertainment. When you look at what the allegations are about, it was given by an unnamed source. My thing is, you know, it's funny because I believe you should listen to women. You should always believe women. So I asked my wife. My wife said, well, if she hasn't made a statement, why would you? And I said, you know what? I'm going to listen to her.
Now, this is what happens when a person is trying to protect their job as opposed to protecting a sister who actually came to his defense, which Terry isn't entitled to do. Now, look, you could easily say that wasn't your experience at AGT. But what you can also say is that doesn't mean it wasn't Gabrielle's experience. In fact, you could have copy and pasted what Gabrielle said damn near word for word. Just change all the male pronouns to female pronouns and keep it moving. You could have literally said exactly what she said about you on TV. But you're not going to do that because you don't want to mess up that future AGT check or future opportunities with NBC or the production company behind AGT. Who knows? You're just trying to protect your interests and undermine Gabrielle's. That much is obvious. But once again, don't expect you from other people. If that's how Terry moves, that's on him. Now, Gabrielle replied to Terry and tweeted out, truth-telling, wanting change and having multiple witnesses who bravely came forward to let everyone know I didn't lie or exaggerate really exposes those who enthusiastically will throw you under the bus, forgetting quickly who stepped up for their truth. Great statement, but once again, no need to remind Terry you stepped up for his truth, because what you shouldn't expect is you from other people. What other people do has nothing to do with you. Don't take offense, don't take it personal, because what other people do and say about you has everything to do with them and nothing to do with you. And Terry proved that when he tweeted out, I'm a hog, you're a chicken. Just because you gave me eggs don't mean I owe you bacon. Ancient Flint, Michigan proverb. That makes zero sense, okay? Because there has never been a hog in the history of life who has offered up bacon. All right, hogs get slaughtered, King. And that's exactly what is happening to all your goodwill that you have built up for the past couple of years, Terry. By coming out and telling your story, that was an honest moment. But now that's getting slaughtered, okay? Then Terry doubled down and tweeted out, there's only one woman on earth I have to please. And this is why he's getting donkey of the day. There's only one woman on earth I have to please. Her name is Rebecca. That's his wife. Not my mother, my sister, my daughters, our co-workers. I will let their husbands, boyfriends, partners take care of them. Rebecca gives me wings. No, my brother. That's not it, King. That's not how any of this works. Now, I'm not going to judge you based on how you choose to live your life, what women you choose to please. But I'm lying. I am judging you. Okay? I don't know the relationship between you, your mother, your sister, or co-workers. That I can overstand because people's relationships with their families are complicated. So I'm not mad at that. Okay? I overstand that situation. But your daughters, King? Come on, man. What father does not want to please their daughters, all right? My job as a father is to protect and provide for my wife and daughters, period. Do you feel the same way, Envy?
Absolutely.
Yes. Your daughter may have a husband, a boyfriend, a partner, but there is nothing like the love of daddy, all right? What's that saying? Daddy, a son's first hero, a daughter's first love. That's what we are to our daughters, all right? Fathers have a tremendous ability to influence the lives of their daughters, either positively or negatively. How a father treats his daughter will shape how she views herself and how she expects to be treated by other men for the rest of her life. So I hope, since you don't care about pleasing your daughters, I hope she expects more from the men she chooses to be with, okay? Now, I don't have anything more to say about this because I feel like a woman, in particular a black woman, should be speaking to you and on the real, a woman who I love, who I cherish, who I will always have her back, right or wrong. Amanda Seales summed this up perfectly.
It is so easy to support black women. It is so easy. It can be done so effortlessly. So when you see examples of someone giving their energy to be obstructive, you wonder why they would make that choice.
Yeah.
Why is it not instilled in him to protect this woman? She protected him when he was in another adverse situation. She put her voice out there. And I think I speak for a lot of sisters when I say, it's part of the bigger conversation of black women earnestly wanting the support from our brothers when we are speaking out and speaking up. And there really should just be a code, because so many sisters feel like so often we're on code and our brothers aren't. Seeing this scenario play out in a different way, because in Hollywood, black women really are not regarded, really would have just been so much more uplifting.
Please give Terry Crews the biggest E.R.
All right, well, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes, ma'am.
Keep it locked. We have more coming up next. It's The Breakfast Club.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways I imagine you haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Margaret Atwood, Questlove, Cate Blanchett, and Oscar Isaac. If that sounds like a varied group of people, it's because it is. I always wanted to make a show where one week we could sit with a politician like Beto O'Rourke, the next an author like Min Jin Lee, or TV titans like Bill Hader and Quinta Brunson. Basically, this is a podcast driven by curiosity and an abundance of research. Conversations where people actually start to sound like people. In recent weeks, I sat with Dan Levy, Ava DuVernay, Benny Safdie, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. I hope to see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
The Breakfast Club is back.
Back. Bring it back.
With our best of interviews.
They said it never would happen.
That's right.
A repeat Donkey of the Day offender.
Right?
Kanye Kardashian is in the building.
Oh, man.
Don't
Kanye West
that.
Is here.
What's up?
I remember you from being outside the studio trying to get people to hear you rap. You was a great producer, but nobody believed you as a rapper. And then it seems like you got to a point where everybody's loving the way that you rap. Now you just seem like you're more frustrated.
Do you not like the reception Yeezus has gotten? Because I didn't like the album at all. And I was a Kanye West fan.
Yeah.
But Yeezus was whack to me.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. But so what were you saying?
I was asking about the whole Yeezus. Like, what makes you so frustrated?
Yeah, it's not about Yeezus. It's about Michael Jackson was told he couldn't play videos on MTV because he was considered to be an urban artist.
Right.
So soon as I start talking about clothing, everybody's going to talk about urban clothing line. Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to say is, like, it's 1,460-something billionaires. There's only 7 black ones, and we know some of the most famous ones, mm-hmm. stuff like Oprah, whatever. So, you know, in order to really impact and be in a position of power at this point, you got to be a billionaire. It ain't about being like, you know, a superstar. I don't know nobody that like sells a lot of like records and gets a lot of radio spins that's actually a billionaire either. Mm-hmm. We get into so much of like, you know, arguing with each other that we not looking at the main thing. But what I did with Yeezus is I took the, you know, the power into my own hand. I wanted to remove, you know, the hits from it. I wanted to remove the choruses. Of course, Blood on the Leaves and Bound, it's got a chorus, you know, I like resolve the album and let everybody know it's all good at the end of it. But it's not all good, you know? But in fashion or whatever, or, you know, product design, they try to marginalize us and say we can only have an urban clothing line or we can only do this. And of course, we're gonna have an urban clothing line, we're gonna wear it to death, and is gone. Now, meanwhile, Ralph Lauren can build his story up, you know what I'm saying, show his family, but, you know, I'm showing my family. And I think, actually, I have a love-hate relationship with the paparazzi, but actually, I love them because they empowering us. They right. empowering us over, you know, a Graydon Carter or a Vanity Fair that want to say, you know, Kate Upton is Marilyn Monroe. Kate Upton ain't Marilyn Monroe. Kim Marilyn Monroe. You know that. She was controversial. She controversial. This is a reality. I'm living inside of a dream world. To me, don't nothing matter to me except for the people and the way I can affect them. I almost lost my life. I lost my mama. I went from, like, you know, Jay-Z being my idol, still is my idol, to him being across the stage on me. So I know that anything is possible. Mm-hmm. And I know when they hold me down. My BS meter is at an all-time high.
Yeah, you but what you accomplished so much.
They want to hear him talk, man. They want this man to throw them blows, man. They waiting for Charlamagne to tap these gloves and go at Ye.
I'm not trying to throw blows, but this is what I want to
let's go.
Like, to me, it seems like you're such a walking contradiction because you'll denounce the corporations, but then you'll get on stage and say you need Nike and Adidas to back you. That makes no sense to me.
100%.
But how can you denounce the corporation, say F the corporation, and say you feel like a slave, but then ask the companies to back you?
And ain't that I feel like a slave? We are mentally enslaved. We enslaved to brands. We enslaved to, like, a Ben symbol. We enslaved to chains. A woman is enslaved to the concept of diamonds are a girl's best friend. Like, girls in London don't even wear engagement ring. That's all been programmed into us. When we born artists. We born free. And then we held down by society's perception of us. We just don't want to be embarrassed. And I took the opportunity to look as stupid as possible. I'm saying, when I was in Chicago and watched The Throne, I was going to change my outfit to some normal leather pants and stuff. And they tailored it. One was too tight. Then the next one ripped on me. And I felt like God was like, nah, man, you can't be scared in Chicago because there's a bunch of gangsters and it's where you grew up. I want you to wear that kilt in Chicago. I want you to release that fear. I want you to show as an artist that you could create to the highest level. You know what I'm saying? So,
What that got to do with you denouncing corporations but then still asking corporations to be in business with you? That's where the contradiction comes from. That's where you're confused.
I'm not denouncing the corporation. I'm denouncing the people that have the job at the corporation at that time. Because, you know, when I wanted to get my deal, it was A&Rs that don't work there no more telling me how I needed to work with another rapper or how I wasn't a rapper and blah, blah. Now it's people that's at the corporations. They got the ability and the facilities that if I put my genius to it, that I can affect culture in a higher way, the way I affected people when I made them Louis. Right. And I affected people when I made them Yeezys. So I ain't going at Nike as a corporation. I'm going at the people that's running the corporation. And I'm saying, I'm going to hit you in the chest until you listen to me because you feel like you ain't got to take no meeting with me. So I'm going to turn up and I'm going to show you what we are. We World War Z. We're going to run over that mountain until you listen to me because I'm influential. The reason why I'm influential, the same reason why you want me to come to your show or you want me to wear your product is the same reason why you got to involve me and you got to cut me in. Because people were having negotiations when I was negotiating with Nike. They said, okay, cool, Kanye. You've been screaming up and down. We're going to give you a deal for Yeezy, finally. Because they was marginalizing me. Let me only design 2 shoes over a 5-year period. People talking about the Red October. That's the design for 3 years ago. You know how many ideas I got? And then they say, look, we're going to give you $4 million a year to design this. I said, what about royalties? They said, look, you know, you're not a professional athlete, so you don't get no royalties. I said, look, man, I go to any of these arenas and play one on nobody. I'm a performance athlete, and more than being an athlete, I'm Walt. I'm like Howard Hughes. I'm like David Stern. I'm like Steve Jobs. If anything, that's a compliment to them. I'm like Michelangelo, because I'm the new version of that, and that's the reason I'm turning it up right now.
Now, let's talk about paparazzi a little bit. Now, you've been going through it with paparazzi. Mm-hmm.
You know you caused all those paparazzi problems yourself, because nobody can make you angry without your consent.
Yeah, I'm learning. I'm learning how to balance. I mean, this is space that I'm in. Like, this level of fame and just being, like, just a black man in America in an interracial relationship with a lot of creative dreams compressed by the idea of what celebrities are supposed to do at all times and getting in trouble all the time on the media just for being true. You know what I'm saying? This is like outer space. This is like my first time in space. Think about this. For the most part, when people don't like me, it's because I said the truth. So if I can get in so much trouble for telling the truth, what are you being told all the rest of the time?
Give us an example of the truth you told that has gotten you in trouble.
George Bush. Beyonce had the best video. Mm-hmm. We in this together. We are a group. If Beyonce make a dope video, we're all a part of that. If Drake make a dope song, we're all a part of that. It ain't a matter of me having the best thing at this time. It's a matter of us having the best thing at this time. Y'all have a dope interview, I'm a part of that. I came to this radio station for you to attack me, because that's what people want.
No, we're not attacking. We have a conversation.
Because I don't think you got no more real niggas on your team, yeah? Because I hear the label people. I say to them, why did y'all let Bound 2 come out? And they was like, well, we can't tell you it's white. You don't need that kind of
But who do you talk to, Kanye, when you want to get an honest opinion on something or you need some feedback or you need somebody to check you? Who do you talk to?
Talk to God.
God tells you to denounce the first black president in his family?
I didn't denounce him. How did I denounce him? What did I say exactly?
When you say things like you and Kim are on that level.
No, I said we more relevant. Don't nobody care about what Obama wearing.
It's not true. Every time Michelle wears something, it's in Vogue or something.
Yeah, do you care about Vogue? Do you read that?
It's a different audience.
You care about the sweatshirt I got on because I know you like, man, that sweatshirt hot.
It's a different demographic.
Yeah, that's what you care about.
All right, we got more coming up next with The Breakfast Club.
Kanye Kardashian is in the building.
Oh, man.
You also said you don't listen to nobody in these corporations that's older than you.
Yeah.
But that made no sense to me because we all got a birthday. So one day you're going to get older. What if somebody has that same train of thought to you?
I ain't saying they got to listen to me. They got to choose if they want to listen to me. But one thing, an example somebody gave me, they said, I'm wiser than you. I'm this, I'm that. I was like, you ain't cut no check, though. If you older and you wiser, then you should have enough money in a position of power to cut me a check. Before I gave...
Money has nothing to do with wisdom, yeah. Come on now.
Well, I'm saying, when I gave Big Sean any advice, I gave him a deal first. If Big Sean come up and rap for me, and I give him some advice, but I don't give him a deal, at that point, I'm sunning him. Mm-hmm. I'm like, take that advice and go run with it. No, we ain't Jewish. We don't got family that got money like that. The rappers became a new family. Dame created a family at Rockefeller and stuff. A family for these young boys from the hood to do a clothing line, to do that, to that. This whole time, he was fighting for Jay. He was up at the label fighting for Jay, and he the one that ended up getting ousted out of it. Right now, I'm in the fashion world fighting for Kim. If we broke up, I would be the one that's looked like as an ass. I would be the Dame of the situation, right, and she would be the Jay of the situation right there.
Now, with all your artists, with Big Sean and with Pusha T and with all your artists, yeah. I mean, it's things that I do sometimes that Charlamagne Yee don't like. Are they that open with you if they say, you know what, I didn't like this type of record?
Yeah, we heard when Big Sean was up here and he said that he didn't...
He said it wasn't his favorite album.
Yeezus was his least favorite album. You dropped him from good for a little minute.
No, I ain't never dropped him from good. But I'm going to tell you something. Everybody who make good music, on good music. Drake, on good music. Ross on good music. If you make good music, you on good music. This ain't about no wrestling team. This ain't about a basketball team. This ain't me putting on a jersey for David Stern and going my best and having a Mandingo fight in front of the corporations. This ain't about that. This is about us coming together because we have strength as a people. But it's not just about black people. It's about all people. You know what I'm saying? I just want to give people advice. I inspire Big Sean as much as I inspire Drake. Mm-hmm. You know, and it ain't about the particular stipulations of my contract to Universal. I don't believe that. Nike present themselves as such a big corporation, right? That you, in your mind, you think Nike is big as Apple almost. To the hood, Nike's only a $26 billion company. Apple's a $600 billion company. They not the same level.
Why do you talk so much about money nowadays, man? I used to look at you as like a real revolutionary. You know, real revolutionaries didn't need money to change the world. Malcolm X wasn't rich. Martin Luther King Jr. wasn't rich. Like, I don't understand why everything is so much about money and stuff to you now.
Because you need product. You need to own something to have a voice at this point. Because I'm telling you...
But you already got them. You don't need to own something to have a voice. Yeah, you had a voice. When you got on stage and you said George Bush don't care about black people, you was using your voice. You don't need money to have a voice.
I could use my voice, but what happened if y'all don't buy no other albums? Then that voice, people going to say, oh, he like Arsenio Hall, and he was turning up too much, and now you fired. But when you got money, can't nobody fire you.
No. You know what makes me buy your albums? The great music you produce. You know what makes me not buy your albums? This new narcissistic, egotistical personality you got. That's what turns me off. It makes me say, oh, I'm not going to this show. I don't want him, rant. I don't want to buy his records.
I'm thinking that your last name is the God, right?
Absolutely.
So anybody that's a God can recognize a God. Jesus can recognize Jesus. I mean, you know, y'all know what it is.
And God's got to keep other gods on point, too.
Keep me on point, brother.
When you see him not on his square.
Yo.
It seem like you're on your square right now, bro.
I'm 100% on my square, but I ain't saying I couldn't use no tighten up. I'm not saying I'm infallible, that I'm flawless. I'm saying I got a cause. If you a creative and you design the Yeezy Ones and then Yeezy Twos, and they say you can't design nothing else, that would be like if I made Jesus Walks and they said I couldn't make late registration. That would be like if Drake made his first single and they say he couldn't make another single. That's how they was playing it. And then the point where the Yeezys get such an impact and they say, but you can't even have royalties?
But you can do it on your own. With the leather pants, with the stuff that you created and started.
People say you could do it on your own, but it's industries. It's something different to the way these billionaires run the world. And we not a part of that. We've only been let in on a communication level. It's a new form of cotton that we all picking. But what I'm trying to tell y'all is ain't none of us free. Ain't none of us billionaires. Billionaires, they don't care.
Well,
they do whatever.
You don't have to be a billionaire to be free. Yay, stop equating freedom to money, my brother. Where does that mentality come from?
It comes...
Why are you equating freedom to money? Money is not what makes us free as people, man.
It's companies that have the same company that will allow it to be a song that promotes guns, connected with the exact same corporation that promotes privately owned prisons. It's actually the same company. It's actually slavery today.
You do know that slaves in the 1800s didn't have a choice. You don't have to be in this industry yet.
Well, this is my choice.
But you got freedom.
You can unshackle your own chains and go work at Walmart.
No, but he has freedom. Now, you talk about how happy you are when you're with your daughter and you're with your fiance. That's your freedom right there. You don't need none of that money. You don't need the leather pants, the Louis Vuitton, and that. That's your freedom.
Fashion. Kids, you don't need fashion to feel important.
That's what I said last night. I turned up. I'm turning up all, and I'm growing. I'm learning because I'm still in shackle. I'm still mentally shaved. I'm going to grow from this interview. I've been so excited. Mm-hmm. I've been waiting for this interview. Right. I want you to tell me everything that I'm doing wrong in front of everybody so that I can improve that.
All right, we got more coming up next. We're the Breakfast Club.
Kanye West.
Hey, I've never seen no revolutionary do it on a business thing. The revolutionaries that I like are revolutionaries that are connected with the people. It wasn't about corporations, man. And I think, this is me, as a guy that's been a fan of yours for years, and I just think that you're too materialistic and too worried about those corporations nowadays, man.
No, it ain't materialism at all. And I'm glad that you keep on, because I think it's important for me to simplify and repeat. So it's important for you to keep asking this question, because if somebody's sitting down getting their hair cut right now.
Confused.
It's somebody on their
way
to work.
About you for about a year.
Yeah, right now. It's somebody that don't understand, and that's the reason why it's important for me to come and for you to ask these questions so people could really understand and really get it, because it's such a futuristic way of thinking. You know, if you look at an interview from me from 10 years ago, everybody says, I love that interview. People didn't love it back then, though, because I was speaking to the future. I'm 10 years ahead mentally, and I'm trapped in today's time. And every now and then, I crack you a smile for 2013. But I'm cracking you a frown for 2023. And I'm focused on what it's going to be. Just mark my words. As I'm Kanye West, you've seen my execution. Did I not become the biggest rock star on the planet? Did I not influence all musicians? Did I not go and get the exact girl that I wanted? Did I not start my family? Did I not ruffle the feathers of two presidents? Did I not get a chance to work with my idol? Did I not make Louis Vuittons? Did people not line up at the Yeezy store? Did I not make the college dropout, late registration, graduation, 808s, Blueprint 1, Blueprint 3, Watch the Throne, Cruel Summer, and Yeezus, if you like it or not? This is like a dream to me. It was a dream for me to come here to have this opportunity to talk to y'all. It was a dream to me to be on the radio. I'm dreaming as much as when I first heard Through the Wire played on the radio. I'm dreaming like that. You know, and I hear the way people turn into Blood on Leaves. I hear y'all. I'm going to make some adjustments. You know what I'm saying? I also got my deal, though. You know what I'm saying? I also got my deal. I also got my girl. I also got my family. So things are set. Before you really get everything you want, sometimes you got to just, you know, shake that cage, because they ain't just going to give it to you, as you see.
All right. I thought I was going to leave here with some type of understanding. I'm more confused about this Kanye guy.
Well, it seems like Kanye, there's a lot of obstacles in his way that he feels like he has to. It seems like you have something to prove.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's cool for you to be confused if anybody else is confused, because you should keep questioning it until it's proven. It will be a question
to
you.
Yeah, but I don't want to keep giving you donkey today, okay? I don't want to do that.
You know what? I don't care. I love it. It brings relevance. I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey today. Whatever you have to do, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter to me. Hate and love are very similar emotion. The opposite of love is you don't care.
Does it bother you when I call you Kanye Kardashian?
Man, I'm going to tell you something. At nighttime, when I go to bed with my girl, I would change my last name.
There you have it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's Kanye West. We appreciate you for joining us.
Charlamagne, you definitely going to listen to the album before it come out. I ain't taking no more chances. Next album, you flying out to Paris. I'm going to fly you on this private jet. It's going to be sort of like it's going to be a coach ticket.
You need some
more
niggas.
It's going to be a coach ticket.
I'm going with that. I feel like you got a terrible circle around you.
Hey, I got a dis's circle.
Now, the thing is, you know, I'm not going to come into defense of that, but it's some things I'm going to do that's going to work. It's some things I'm going to do that's not going to work. But I'm telling you, Bruce Springsteen dropped this album called Nebraska, and right after that, he did Born in the USA. This next one, I have a feeling like this next one, because of what we did right now, has to be Born in the USA. Because the thing is, when I was giving y'all what y'all wanted. With Click, I was getting commercialized a little bit too. Click is a hit, but sound a little bit commercial. So I had to pull it all the way back to put that pressure on y'all so y'all will understand what y'all dealing with, because they want to have a top MC list, put me number 6. As long as I'm rapping, I'm number 1. As long as I'm rapping, because of what I'm talking about. New Slaves, ain't nobody talking about that. People scared of corporations. People scared of what they gonna lose. That was the most fearless lyrics that have happened since P.E. was out. Ain't nobody in this situation to control by materialism turning up like that. But on this next one, we gonna get in the studio, and I'm gonna get you that coach ticket. Nah, I ain't gonna serve you, man. I ain't gonna serve.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm just joking, man.
Middle seat, too. Middle seat.
Middle seat.
And that,
last row.
Yeah, and, oh, that hotel room where the bathroom be real close to the bar and stuff.
To like, show that you're not materialistic.
We show and turn over the TV like.
If I can be the person in the room that tells Jay, look, nah, that ain't it, and get him where he needs to be.
Although sometimes you're wrong too, though.
Yeah, sometimes you're wrong too, but.
Rarely.
We appreciate you joining us country. Today. Yeah. Kanye West.
I love y'all. Thank y'all very much for y'all hate and support.
Word. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Hopefully you guys are enjoying your day. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note for the people?
The positive note of the day is simply this. It's Monday. I know Mondays can be tough, man, but always remember strength grows in the moments when you think you can't go on, but you keep going anyway.
The Breakfast Club.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.